Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Joy of Business Radio Show. My name is Rachel O'Brien, and today I am joined by the amazing Melanie Mead. Hi, Melanie.
Hey, Rachel. I'm delighted that we have not only two Irish ladies on the show today, but they're both from Cork. So we have two Joy of Business facilitators and very close. Even though you're not in Cork, generally we're in quite close proximity.
We are. And it's so funny, and let's start that piece. One of the invites of Joy of Business is, like, do you know that your business and your job can be joyful? And for the two of us, we know each other, it must be 5 or 6 years now. And
yeah.
I've watched you grow as you watch me grow. So just for today, our life will be a celebration.
Absolutely. And it's kind of what we're going to talk about today is actually, I think it's our journeys and what we've become aware of and the projects we've ended up on are quite, you know, relevant to the conversation we're going to have today.
Absolutely. So if you're out there and you don't have a job that is joyful for you, or your business has become, I want to say, a burden and not fun anymore, come join us, come spend an hour with us, and maybe you can walk away from this call with some tools and with some tools to use to change any situation. The whole idea of these radio shows, there's no point in us being here if we don't create something different, if we don't offer something different for all of us in living. So Melanie, would you like to tell people listening your journey? Because for me, it's really inspiring. And how you transformed. Today's topic is about creationship, and we will come back to that continuously. And creationship from the point of view of teams and a common target and what you would like to generate with your business and your life, and how creationship is that you actually have patterns of possibility with everyone that you interact with, whether it be business, whether it be, you know, whatever walk of life that it's in, money, finances, patterns of possibility, where we actually create more together than we do apart. So would you like to tell people how you got involved in the creationship that we're having today?
Well, you know, it's really funny because I've learned so much along the way. I'm pretty sure, like anyone else, I spent a long time being wrong. I worked in local government. I'm pretty sure some people might say this about the corporate world as well, but like I spent 16 years in a local government law office, and it actually had quite a rigid structure. You know what I mean? You show up, you do your job. It was quite robotic. And it really, really, really was just, it's almost like it kills your spirit, that enthusiasm for living. So like the biggest thing that I would say is like what people would tend to do is you'd get up in the morning, you'd go to work, and you'd be at work and you couldn't wait to come home to have your dinner or meet your friends or whatever. And it's like, what if we actually didn't separate our days out into Mondays, weekends, 9 to 5, fun time in the evening or Saturday? You know what I mean? Like, what if every moment was like one big giant creation? You know what I mean? And it was like,
that's your life.
But that's what Simone says, your life is your business and your business is your life. And it's like, what's the point in separating and segregating it all into different compartments where, you know, I'll put up with this for 8 hours a day and then I let loose. It's like, what if every moment was a generative, creative moment, no matter what it looks like? And like with Joy of Business, it doesn't promise that you get up every day kind of, you know, really happy and laughing, but it gives you these pragmatic tools when things come up. And this is about creationship here as well, Rachel. It's like, you are you, I am me, another person is somebody else. And we're not always going to create the same, see eye to eye, nope. or do things the same way or at the same speed, or I might have strengths that you don't have and vice versa. And like, the Joy of Business too is actually gives you these pragmatic tools and techniques to have a creationship, to create more, to allow somebody to be absolutely brilliant at what they're doing and absolutely shocking at something else. But this is what was lacking in my everyday life prior to finding the tools of access consciousness and subsequently small melissus. And I remember my biggest judgment of me was that I was a terrible, terrible connector. I don't put me in a room. I don't really like, you know, put me in a room full of strangers wouldn't have been my strongest thing. But I genuinely thought that was the one reason I could not create ever. It was the
really?
One thing that
so
stopped me doing this. Yeah. And I even remember my first Joy Business class with Simone, and that was the question. I was like, I have no idea. Like, and at the time, and this is Melanie, like out and out, I create backwards. I went to a Joy Business class. I did not have a business. I did not have a business plan. I did not have a business idea. You know what I mean? I just had this literally a knowing. You know what I mean? And I just ran with it.
Yeah.
But doing that Joy Business class with Simone in Dublin, it got rid of that weird point of view. What actually I ended up kind of doing in the end was I was so busy judging myself for not being a great connector. I actually forgot that I was a really good creator. You know what I mean? So I let the negative outweigh. Yeah. You know, so like literally that took me on a journey.
It's amazing. So if you're out there and someone is in a regular, you know, steady, predictable income job and it's fun for you, you know, we're not asking you to change that. But what we are saying, if you're there and it's like, can't wait for Friday, can't wait for 1 o'clock, it all, you see, we function very different now, Melanie. And as you said, our whole life, I'm going to steal that line, is one big generative creationship where we're always looking for what else is possible and what can we create. And from that place of, and I we work on a team together, so I know, like myself, you can get lost in creation and it can be like 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it may be, Saturday evening, and the energy, it's just your time to create. And one thing that Simone has invited both of us to is business is the platform where you grow and expand your capacities, you know, your talents, your abilities. Mm-hmm. And I just want to talk to something that you you talked about there. The two of us are part of a new project. I won't give the name out, with Joy of Business. And yesterday we were on a team thread, and in the team thread you had put up a hashtag that you had to buy hashtags, you know. And there are things that, so for me, I would be that connector energy. I wouldn't be the one that's going to sit and research all the, I want to say, back end of stuff, like hashtags and where this goes and click on this. And to see you come in straight away with the awareness of what you knew and what was required from this project, I just sat like going, wow, I'm learning so, like we have really two options with teams, which is the basis of what we're talking about today, creationship. Either we have patterns of destruction, which is I'm not a good connector, Melanie saying it, and then Rachel going, oh my God, Melanie, you're much better than me. Melanie knows how to do hashtag links, and Melanie knows how to make these videos and these sound clips, and, you know, you're brilliant with Instagram. So every creationship, and I really want to bring this home for anyone who is running businesses and projects, project managers, the whole purpose of these creationships is that we actually, every pattern of destruction turns into a pattern of possibility. What do I mean by that? where I have this complete honor and gratitude for what you can bring to the project. And I'm like, wow, I know I couldn't do that, but I really admire that skill and that commitment to getting things to look beautiful, which you have, and to get things to be seen. And you've this amazing capacity to look at what people would like from watching your video, buying your product. You've just this amazing capacity to tap into what they're coming for, what they're looking for. And it's been such a contribution, even little conversations that we've had around that. So in that place, can you still hear me? My audio was a funny.
I can.
In that place where I totally respect your contribution and what you add to a project, and you respect my contribution and what I can add to the project, and the knowing of how different we are, I truly know that that's the space for everything to become greater.
Absolutely. And like when you were talking there, Rachel, it just reminded me of like it's almost like an artistic expression. You know what I mean? Like even connecting, like
you
get to be your voice in the world. You get to express what brings you joy. And that's where people like shine. And as you were saying there, like with team building, with managers, you know what I mean? But also with individuals, this is from the bottom to the top. Like creationship isn't just me, myself, looking at myself. This is looking at team building. This is looking at, but I don't know, Rach, am I delusional when I say this? Because this is my point of view. And you tell me what you think about this, but like a lot of people that I meet, the people that I work with, the people that come to me for business, they're all actually looking to create something greater for themselves, but also for the planet, for the world. Like if this is like, you know, happiness actually is such, I don't know how to put it. It just changes everything when people have that joy, that enthusiasm. But like the people that we work with, we're actually looking to create something far greater than just, oh, I want to be my own boss. You know what I mean? Like as in, there's a much bigger thing going on here than just, you know, kind of just finding the right job for you. This is something I've taught anyway, was we were all here to create something greater, something that the world has never seen before. And that's where sometimes I see what if we moved into creationship in business and in life, that those possibilities would open up a lot faster.
Well, listening to you now, you know, we have worked together a while. I mean, we work with the tools and processes of Access Consciousness. We both facilitate fires. You've got a foundation class coming up in Cork. Check it out. Where do they find that? Where do they found your foundation? Can we talk a bit about foundation? We're going to go on a break now. And can we come back and talk about that a little bit more after break?
Absolutely, absolutely, for sure, because with a lot of these tools at Joy of Business, they are the tools of Access Consciousness in business, and Bars and Foundation are pretty much where we both started, where we were maybe introduced into this big, amazing world of, as what you said at the start of the
show,
these passions, possibility. Yeah, absolutely. And ongoing adventure, always, always. So, yep, here we
Yay!
Are. We're very good at this, Rachel. We're bang on time. So we'll see you on the other side and we'll talk about foundation.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha. My name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to part two of this week's Joy of Business Radio Show with me, Melanie Mead, and the lovely Rachel O'Brien.
Hello.
You're still here.
Yay, you can hear me.
Right. So I can hear you perfectly. I was just going to say before the ad break, we were just leading up to actually talking about a class that we chose at different stages, well, different times or whatever, and we didn't do our first foundation together, but when we actually chose the foundation and the change that created, so, you know, you can kick that off with your story, because you know my story of my first foundation, because you were there.
So I suppose the story is, for me, I just want to give people a general overview of what foundation is, and it's very difficult to put into words. What I would say is that you said that you were in a job, it wasn't really working for you. I had a personal training business, and I had changed jobs a lot of times during my, I think I was 40 when I did my first foundation, actually 7 years ago, Melanie, next month. Mm-hmm. And I came to the place whereby, as a parent, I wasn't having fun parenting. Also, my job, my career, I had no clue what I was going to do next. I had taken a break about a year from work, and financially I wasn't doing well. And I'd always had periods of making a lot of money and then making no money. So what I would say to people is that the whole Access Foundation is based on that your point of view creates the reality. And if you're out there and you're like, what are you talking about? We know, it's well known now in the world, that our thoughts create our reality. Okay. And what this is, this 4 days of foundation, you come in, okay, a little innocent Melanie and Rachel, you know, quite really looking for something different in your life. This work is not for someone who is not looking for a greater possibility and not willing to challenge their viewpoints that they have either growing up with or culturally taken on. So for every point of view that you have, positive or negative, it creates your life. And what this 4 day foundation is giving you tools so that you can change your point of view. Now, the strange thing is, and the two of us are still unweaving this in our own lives, is every time I have changed a point of view, particularly with business and money, particularly with how I live, okay, the situation around me literally changes. And that is, it's so much easier to shift points of view than you ever thought it would be. So a lot of the times we're brainwashed into believing, both of us grew up in, you know, I grew up in a really rough part of Cork. You grew up working class, I think, part of Cork. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. And so we would have been raised with not business, geared for business and geared, I want to say we weren't geared for greatness. Okay. And Do you know what I mean?
I do. I totally get it, because for me too as well, like growing up in Ireland in the 80s, we actually never even knew wealth. So like it was kind of everyone got up, they did their job, they raised their family and they just did the best they could. But they were, the aspirational part to be something greater really wasn't there, because we traveled the world now at work. Back in the 80s, that was like, you know, emigration because there was no jobs at home. Like, it's a completely different reality now. But like, you don't, you only know what you see to a degree, if you know what I'm saying. So like,
exactly.
What I would say, Rachel, when you're talking about that there too, was that like, there's this kind of a compression in that was in my world. I felt like I was squeezed into a little box, whether people said it to me or not. And it just got to a stage where I had to break out of that box, whatever that looked like. And that's what brought me to the foundation. But it's exactly as you said, Rachel, like, you know, we as such come from humble beginnings, let's say, you know what I mean? With a knowing of something different.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the whole premises of this work, the whole basis of this work lies in, when you have fixed point of views, a fixed point of view, it means how I view money, what is the point that I view it from? And then I only have blinders and shutters and judgments, and I can't see all the possibilities with money, with business, with life, with wealth, as you said, with living. And so these points of views actually get locked into our body and our thinking. And then you come in for 4 days and it's an unraveling of those points of views. And so we did the foundation class, which obviously the two of us had a gra for creating a gra. For those of you listening all over the world, a gra in Ireland is like, it's like something that really opens your heart, talks to your soul, if you want to call it that, brings you to life, brings you joy, brings you happiness. And so the two of us got to this joy of business class. And Melanie, tell us a little bit about how you went from the joy of business class to being part of global teams that generate events, classes, your own business. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Exactly. Well, the joy of business class has no prerequisites for people. Just to start out, you don't need a buyers and foundation, but this was the path that both you and I actually ended up taking. So we were exposed to the tools of access consciousness, and we were looking to apply it to something to create more, as you were saying, like you were looking for change, you were looking to, you know, change your money situation. Like I just felt squashed. I had been told for years, like, you know, in school and whatever, you know, that you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, you were no good. And then I was in a job that wouldn't allow you to be greater, and I was just aggravated. I was just like, something, there has to be something good about me, Rachel. There just has to be. And work is actually a large part of everybody's life, you know?
Yeah,
I know.
You're going to be working, you're going to be working for, like, you're going to be working for 40 odd years. I mean, unless you like stay at home all day and do nothing, I mean, you know, you might as well find something you love.
Exactly. You might as well, something that lights a fire in you or whatever, you know what I mean? And it's like, that's when I sat in that joy business class, having been exposed to the tools of access consciousness through Bars and Foundation. It was just a relief. Like, it's inexplicable. You hear, you know, you should go to college, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, and, you know, you can't do this, and it's not the way that it's done, and it's nonsense. Like, it's total and utter nonsense. And then the other side of it, Rachel, which I find interesting, is you look at people like the Irish entrepreneur Bill Cullen, where he started selling apples and he didn't do a leaving cert, or Richard Branson that has dyslexia, or, you know, there's all these different entrepreneurs, or like Steve Jobs, that, you know, created, you know, his Apple Mac, which we love, inside a garage. And it's like, you know, all you need is a spark of enthusiasm will take you a lot further than anywhere else. And there's days that you don't know what to do, and I had a lot of those days prior to Joy of Business. What happened is, when I did the classes, what I got was the tools that, when I didn't know what to do or blah, 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 whatever was going on, I actually had these things available to me to move something forward. You know what I mean? And when you look at this, Rachel, when you look at me as an individual, and then you multiply other people with the same attitude, maybe not the same aspirations or you know, what they like, you know, with these tools, imagine everybody functioning that way, you know, like your family, your friends, your colleagues, you know what I mean? From management down, all these different, various different ways of looking at things, that when you actually have these tools that we got from Drive Business, it opens it up. And that's the biggest thing that I would say, Rach, that I got from it. It brought me to a place where I knew anything was possible. Now it's a journey. It's an adventure. You don't literally walk out of a masterclass or a business and money class going, I'm cured, everything's great. What it does is it puts this crack in the door to what's actually quite unique to you as an individual. As you were saying earlier, you're a great connector. Not my favorite thing to do. I'm a creator. There's things I love getting into, and we complement each other. So that's why we would work well on teams. But there's a difference between us working well on teams and other people is we have tools. So as you were saying, like patterns of limitation. So you're not going to take me down because you'll go, oh, she knows so much and that's so valuable. I'm going to take her down. And I do the same to you. You know what I mean? But when we're willing to acknowledge what we are actually, what our strengths are, and we have questions and tools and awareness to work with other stuff that we mightn't be fully strong on, business and creationship goes in a completely different direction.
Totally.
And that's what I would say, definitely, that the tools did. For sure. It opens you up to you're not wrong. You know, what else is possible you can create. And I'm doing things I didn't even think I would be doing. My business took off at a speed that I didn't even fathom. Do you know what I mean? I took a career break to see how it would go. You know what I mean? It's bananas.
I remember watching a video the day you left your job. Or maybe it was like, it was very close when you left your job and you were like, what am I going to do now? And like 3 weeks later, you were swamped with work. There was no such thing as not having work, you know? So how cool. It's just amazing. There's something you said that there was something you said that I'd like to come back to, which I think is really interesting. And I forgot this. I think we're spoiled in that I had 60 people, the biggest number I ever had on a call, 60 people on a telecall. And these calls where people are coming, and usually one of the tools of Joy Business is turning your wrongness into a strongness, which Melanie has described in depth today. And so when I look at these calls where people come on, they've judged themselves, they've made themselves wrong, they're different, not less, you know. And they start to step into knowing that they can actually create anything, and their difference is the gift of change. Whereas what we've been told is right is things have to stay the same. And it doesn't work for a lot of people on the planet. It works for some, not all. And so when I did this call, and there was like 60 people showed up for an Irish girl, you know what I mean? Translated into French and German. That just goes to show you that anything is possible.
Absolutely. It really, really is. And it is an adventure, and you had no expectations of what was going to be created. So we're coming up to an ad break, and we can pick this up on the other side. Talk to you then.
Yay!
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the third part of this week's Joy of Business radio show with me. You're still here and I'm still Melanie Mead and you are still Rachel O'Brien, the last time we checked.
I sure am. How does it get any better than that?
And don't change, Rachel. Definitely don't do that. So before the outbreak, you were just talking about how you created this call with 60 people on. And, you know, this journey that we both took to creating something greater. And things never show up the way you think they will. But you have to start somewhere. Like I was saying to you too, Rachel, about when you saw that video of me. Like I'd literally just left the building. I sat out in the car. Videos weren't something I particularly enjoyed doing. But, like, you know, I made what people would call an uncomfortable choice to leave my day job, security of it, into something else. So, hey, what? Throw a video on top. What difference does it make? But what I would say there is what people were looking at, for me and my perspective, where I was at, it was like a diving board into, like, this, you know, like, pool of possibilities. Like, I had kind of exposed myself now to actually going on this great adventure. But, like, it takes courage, Rachel. And, you know, when you look at the telecall that you did with 60 people on, like, you have to acknowledge the courage that you were and, like, be grateful for every single step that we take along the way, even if they're kind of stumbly steps. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Like, you see, the thing in this is so funny. You've said one line and within the one line, you've talked about 100 places where we could go. So the piece in this is that I can forget, like, how courageous I am. And I know you can forget how courageous you are. And with me, when we create events, like, for example, I have an event in Newcastle. I bars and body classes this weekend. The next weekend, we have a foundation. The next weekend, we have another foundation. So we forget, I forget sometimes the courage it takes. I'm not guaranteed of anything every morning when I wake up. There's no such thing as someone's going to put money in my bank account for, you know, if they are, happy days, I'll receive it. And what you've shown me, though, is that we wake up and we know that we've got to actually create our lives. We know that. We know that what we're willing to be will actually allow us to receive. And what I had forgot is the courage that it takes. People are always saying to me, oh, my God, you're great. And I'm like, what are you talking about, you know? A lot of the times, what I want to say to anyone listening is that you don't recognize how different you are. What has become normal for me may not be normal at all from someone else. So if you are out there and you have got capacities and abilities and you do live different, just take a moment to have some gratitude for yourself, you know? Just, I worked with a client, I work with two guys regularly. And one guy, he's a multimillionaire, phenomenal generator of money. And he said to me yesterday he had his bars run, these beautiful process that allow you to get free of the monkey mind and judgment, and particularly allows you to deal with business stress-free. He said to me, he said, you know, the change around my business is gratitude. I now have a gratitude for what I have, and before I was always looking at what I didn't have. Isn't that amazing?
That is so true. It is. It's like, yeah, what I was saying earlier too. Like, I wasn't grateful for what I was capable of. I only saw what I couldn't do. Like, I couldn't connect. You know, it's an eye opener when you flip it to the other side. Because with gratitude too, like for me,
you've got to be honest with yourself. You know, like, you can be grateful for the good, the bad, and the ugly, but like, you gotta look at it for what it is and not like make anything wrong, you know, and it creates something completely different. And I was doing a Zoom the other day, and I was just explaining to people the way that I choose, whether life is good or whether life is bad. And it literally, I told a story of, about 17 years ago, and I had a car accident and I hurt my back, and it was just excruciating. And my son was one, so you have this real happy little 1-year-old running around, like, you can't wallow.
I know.
Well, I could, it would be a choice, but I knew it wouldn't create more. But literally every morning, you'd literally just slide one leg out of bed. You know what I mean? Put that foot on the ground.
Yeah.
Then get the second leg and you're sitting up. Now, that's movement. You're a lot farther than you were when you were flat on your back lying in the bed. And it's like, and if that's all I could do, I'd be grateful for that. You know what I mean? Like, as in, sometimes we expect things to come hard and fast and big and, you know, like this measurable thing. Like, I went from 0 to 1 million in 2 hours. It's like, no, it's like, be grateful for every penny. Be grateful for, like, every person you meet. You know what I mean? And it's like, when your life's filled with gratitude.
Absolutely.
And there's an honesty. Yeah, there's an honesty in gratitude, Rachel. You know what I mean? It's not about everything being wonderful and rosy. There's just an honesty to it, that if you were just willing to look at it from that perspective, changes everything. Because it puts you into question rather than trying to make things right or wrong. That's my take on it, anyway.
And what you've said there, sorry, I get excited talking about this stuff. What you said there is that if you judge your business, if you judge money, you will not be able to see the gift of your choice, and you will not allow yourself to receive possibilities that are available. If you have gratitude, though, it's totally different. Even take a moment now, and if you're listening, gratitude and judgment cannot live in the same moment. And one of the things that we're not invited to hear is actually have gratitude. We are continuously brainwashed into what we haven't got, what we must have, instead of what we have. Like, even me today, I woke up this morning and I woke up with a headache for whatever reason, you know? And I was like, what's the gift in this? And then I have my shower, I have a lovely Irish cup of tea, and we have the business class. And now I will get on with my day. So also what these tools build, Melanie, and I've watched you with this, is this resilience. Oh my God, the people that I work with have this resilience that no matter what shows up in their life, that they continue to show up with no judgment and be like, hey, you know what? I have a bit of a headache today. I'm still going to create my life, you know? I look back on, there's this beautiful domino. Go to YouTube and check it out. It's called the domino something. And there's this domino, and it's only 5 millimeters. And it ends up shifting when that hits the next domino, the next domino, the next domino. And you've got a big, huge, big meter high domino that knocks to the ground. And what that shows me is that every choice that you make is either creating a pattern of possibility, generating a greater future, or are you actually destroying your future? And they can be so subtle. They can be, like, very often we're brainwashed to believe in failure and it can't get any better. And these choices where you go, how does it get any better? What can I be and do today to generate more money? And when you have gratitude for money, it comes easily. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, and it's like we tend to make things hard. And something you were just saying there too, it's like, you know, you might wake up, like, I was laughing, I slept funny on my last night, and my neck is sore. So you have a headache, and my neck is weird. And I was like, wake up and you go, right.
Yeah.
So there's days you might rest in bed. That is definitely not a wrongness. And there's days you might go, okay, I'm not on, let's say, physically on full throttle today. But the worst thing we can do is fight something or make it wrong. You know what I mean? Because when you were talking there too, like last year, I had a lot of stuff going on. Like, I had this flu and I'd lost my voice. And I remember at one moment feeling so sick. I just was like, I'm just giving it all up. Like, is it like not giving up my job, but like whatever resistance or fight or what I thought I should be doing, I never learned to have allowance like I did when I was that ill, when I was like burning up like sick, I couldn't even work, I could barely eat, and I was just like, I'm just like, whatever fight is inside of me is now going away, because it wasn't creating anything. I was still flat in my back, not able to do anything. It was one of my greatest moments. I won't forget it for a long time.
It's amazing what you're talking about, because what I've seen is that, I mean, I still show up. I mean, my headache is going already. It's becoming less and less. Had a shower, drank some water. I'm going to go for a walk in the park now. The beauty of when you create for yourself, you can work at any time. And I do have a demand, though, no matter what shows up in my life, that I'm not going to check out. I do have a demand that I'm part of teams. Both of us are part of Benevolence at Work. If you want to check out Benevolence at Work, go to YouTube or benevolenceatwork.com. And benevolence at work means that you put you first and you wish well for all. Now, if we're involved in a project, we're involved in the generation of symposiums where people come and they gather information and they apply this information to their life and create changes. We're part of an event in the castle. We've a lot on in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, it's like if my head is funky or something, do something to change it. Go for a walk in the park. Get your bars run. I will not, however, drop out of my life, because the people that I work with and the people that come to me for workshops, I am committed to me stepping up into my future and creating a life that actually, I don't know about you, Mel, but lying in bed ain't so much fun. Now, I'm not saying it's not nice on a cold morning, but I'm saying for an hour it's fine, and then what's next, you know?
And then you move on, absolutely. And there's a part two, and maybe you might touch on this as well. We're coming up to not too shortly to an ad break, so you might continue on this side. But also, Rachel, your body and your business, like, that is a part of creation as well.
Yeah.
Because if you're not listening to your body, you know, because I like that when I had the flu, like that, I was so grateful I worked from home, because like the thought of having to try to get to work, feeling really ill. So there are times where it's like a little computer party on the couch where you might take a little bit of extra care of yourself or whatever. But there are times, as you said as well, there's these easy tools. Sometimes it's a walk. Sometimes it's just like what some people call stress. You know what I mean? It's like you're fixated on something and it just like builds momentum. And it's like there are tools to change things. But like if no choice was wrong, and like I was saying earlier, like giving up that fight, whatever, like wrong being sick or whatever was going on. I can't even remember. I just remember that moment where I went, fighting doesn't work. I'm not verbally fighting now, Rachel. No. Inside of me, what some people might call drive, or what some people might try to call getting something done. I just went, nah, I'm over it. Like the last year for me has been a journey of including my body and stuff as well. I had to flip the lid and look at things a little different. And again, this is the gift of the tools of joy of business. I mean, you can apply this to so many parts of your life. That's why Simone says your life is your business and your business is your life. So maybe when we come back, Rachel, you might just share some, because I know you do a lot of body work, some stuff on that, because I guess that's really helpful for people at work, because they're always on about sick leave and things like that. So we're coming up to our break.
Yes,
so we'll talk to you on the
other
side. Love.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Now, welcome back to the final part of the show. And on the other side, we were just talking about including your body in business. And Rachel O'Brien, I know that you know a lot about bodies, so I'm just going to hand this one straight over to you, because I do get for people, either when it's hard to get up for work, or that you're sick, or if you're a boss and your staff is always out sick, to share what you know about it.
Yeah, I, you know what, this is one area where I'm actually going to claim on and acknowledge what I know. I am phenomenal with bodies. So I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about this. There is so much. I studied a lot on body behavioural. I had come from a quite abusive background. And what I started to look at was how we interacted with each other and how something that was occurring when you're 20 was affected, your responses were affected by when you were 5 or 10. Now, what I see in the business world is bodies are not included in business. Now, what are you talking about, Rachel? We all have bodies. And our bodies are what carries through the world. How I talk to people, what makes your fingers type on the keyboard, what, you know, your brain for ideas. So our bodies are actually an integral part of business. And if your body, there is massive research out on this. Go anywhere. You know, we've a Dr. Fannin report. I love to watch Dr. Bruce Lipton. I love to watch how the brain functions, how the body functions, how the parasympathetic system works. So the reality is that our body is affected by the environment that we actually are in. And a lot of disease comes from dis-ease. Now, one of the mantras of access consciousness is all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. If your body is in a place where you are under stress and you do not know how to deal with a work situation, I personally have worked with a lot of people that have been bullied in the workplace, and it has created long-term damage to their bodies. Now, if you relate to what we were talking to earlier, which is benevolence at work and joy business, is wishing well for all and putting you first. The reason that our teams work so well, and I'm going to really acknowledge this, is that we actually care about each other. I would not say to Melanie, you know, I would not do something that's going to damage Melanie's creation today. And what we've got to look at, and I would really ask, if you're on this call and you're listening back, even in 10 years' time, please look at how you interact with people. Now, maybe I'm just one of these people who see everything. I saw someone work with someone yesterday in a workplace. I went to get a new key cut for my car. And the way he treated him, I saw that guy, who was a guy that was late in his 20s, walk away from the desk. And he had literally, his head had been chopped off. Now, please tell me how he's going to get into the generation, going to get into interaction with customers. He's going to do his job well. Those two sentences out of the guy who was cutting the key to him has actually disrupted not only his capacity to create with the business, his capacity to generate with the business. And some people are absolutely ignorant to how their words, how their behavior, how they interact with someone, what it creates for their body. There, you cannot separate someone coming in a body from the generation of the business. And for me, look, I have a beautiful 20-year-old that you know, and she worked in a coffee shop in Cork, and the woman didn't pay everyone. She looked to pay them the least possible, and she tried to cut their wages
for holidays and took away hours. In that business, people are stealing. They're drinking more drinks than they should be. They're taking home wraps. Okay? It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, Mom, it's total stupidity. Then she worked in a juice bar in Cork, and I know the lady who owns the juice bar, and they were treated like gold. She said the way that they worked in that business, they were willing to make sure everything was looked after. It was the best product. They would do whatever it took to grow, expand, and the profit of that business to become greater. Now, for me, if you include someone's body and you care for someone's body, that will grow your business. And there is this amazing body work out there. In fact, in Hungary, in Australia, they're bringing the body work into businesses before they actually start their day. You've less sickness. You have less, you know, greater, like, staff retention is a huge problem right now. If you care for people, particularly people that are educated and there are high, I want to say, like, high creative capacity, they will actually work with you greater if you honor their body. And for me, this area is a no-brainer. You either, we're applying creationship to business, which is you either honor that person and care for them, or you actually don't. And it's that simple, Mel.
Yeah, and like you touched on a couple of things there, and I was going to talk about one thing very quickly. The word creationship came up because there was this class that we actually attended in Dublin, which was phenomenal. They're called the relationship class. And a relationship, they say, like when you have a relationship, it should create more in your life. And they ended up calling it creationship.
Yeah.
Because like, but not just like a romantic relationship, all different, like business, your relationship with money. So it's called a creationship. And that's kind of what we're touching on today, is these elements of creationship, the ways that you can actually invite and create more in your life. But what you said there, Rachel, and it's really important for people to even acknowledge this, is like, you actually matter. Like, you matter.
Yeah.
No matter how people speak to you, you matter. And actually how you choose to behave in the world matters. Like, if you're discounting people, shame on you. You know what I mean? It's like, everyone actually has something to give. And if you're willing to look at that person, and they might not be strong in one thing, but very good in another, but you have to come out of judgment. But like, everyone matters, and everyone doing creationship, creating together, and be it that something you do by yourself or with a group of people, makes a difference. Back to that domino thing you said as well. It's like, this is really coming out of these old fashioned, stale ways of doing business, or hierarchical tiers of things and way things look, and actually coming into the question of what else is possible. And the one thing, sorry, a couple of things I'm saying here, but what you were saying too, the greatest
we're getting so excited.
I know, I'm like, you, this show will be going over and we'll still be talking, but the question is, what do you know? Regardless of whether other people see it or not, it's what do you know? And we're like, that's huge. Because if you're not going to acknowledge that you know something that nobody else knows, the world's never going to see it. So, newsflash, you do count and you do matter.
Totally. And this is one of our passions in life. For me, it's like, people are going around there thinking that they don't matter and they're not heard. And can you imagine if you don't ask someone, what do you know about this? They might be someone who's quiet, as you said, like yourself, didn't want to talk much. And when I talk to you about business, it's like you have so much to say. It always makes me laugh. It's like your whole body, like talking about your body and your business being connected, it goes, whoosh. And what I mean by there's a level of joy in your eyes. And that place of, if you don't empower someone and ask them, what do you know and what can you add to this, then how can they ever develop capacities, talents? And recently I worked with a guy, and he brought a girl in to do accounts in his office. And I said to him, she's brilliant. There's something, she had this ability to be with all tasks, to know what was required for it to go to the next level, to be aware of the charge out rate. And she had a great overview of how the business runs. She just didn't look at, I'm a girl, come in and do my accounts. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. This girl just had capacities beyond what she was actually doing in the business. And I said to him, go train her and, you know, look at look at training her, offer to send her to college, and I get that there's something here, a future here, tapped into. Well, he did, and she is now like partly a big part in that practice, a big part in the growth and the expansion. And she is so aware of what it's required. You know, she's so aware we don't have business if we don't have clients. How do we get clients in? She just doesn't walk in and do her, you know, bookkeeping. So she's got this awareness of what's required for the business. And if that's nurtured, people like that are golden. They really are. And if you look after them, they will do anything for you.
Yeah, it's true. And it's allowing people to be that creative capacity that they really are. And they get to, it, like you were saying about me, like it's almost like you plug me in and I just like, I go. Kind of. But it's this particular part where, you know, and you start somewhere, Rachel, like you start somewhere. And what I want to invite people to as we're coming to the end of the show is there's an abundance of things to choose. Like Rachel and I are facilitating different classes around the world. And we also have an abundance of people that share these tools. And we love Access Bars and Foundation. We both have foundations coming up. So if there are things that interest you, check us out. And we also do Joy Business classes. You know, like you have an Access Business and Money coming up, don't you, in Lyon? Like these are ways that you actually get to change your point of view, as you were saying at the start, and actually explore what you know. Like these classes are interactive, they're conversational, and you actually get to bring what you know to the table. And I know for a fact, in a lot of these classes, Rachel, we've seen other people change by somebody's willingness to show up and ask a question.
Absolutely. And the level of change that I've seen, people, it's phenomenal. Look, I'm not going to underestimate it. The ability of people's functioning capacities creation is phenomenal. Check out Joy Business and Access Foundation. Melanie is in Cork. www.joybusiness.com.
So much to choose from. And we talk to you guys. Thanks for joining us.